It's the morning of Tuesday, the 24th of August. I've now been at home, one of my homes anyway, since Thursday. And I seem to have gone on to a schedule of only recording these diary entries every 2 days, but I don't think that's the end of the world. Things move a little bit slower at home now, and there's not quite as much to say. But the last 2 days have been, well, slightly odd in a way, because after Saturday, when I did my last set of walks with Vance and being followed by Delia and Emma, we haven't really had much to do. We weren't allowed to go out on our own. The furthest we could go was out onto the street to spend, or into the car park to do some obedience exercises. I've certainly been doing all of that. Vance's spending seems still to be a little bit erratic. I thought we were getting onto a good timetable whereby he would he would maybe have a wee immediately when we got up in the morning, 6 o'clock. He would then have a number two after breakfast, not do an awful lot in the middle of the day, and then do another number two after dinner, and then maybe a wee in the late evening. But then yesterday he didn't seem to urinate at all day, and then when did he go to the toilet? I think he did do his number two later on. I mean, this is not a particularly exciting subject, but it is quite difficult when you don't know the dog very well yet to work out whether this is fine or if there's any underlying issue. Some other things that I noted about him was that obviously a dog's nose is usually meant to be cold and wet, and for some of the last couple of days, particularly on Sunday, which is a very, very hot day, it was very dry and warm. Also, I found that one of his pads on his feet seemed to be a little bit rough. I'm sure these are all very minor things and don't really mean anything, but they're obviously things that I would like to understand, or at least put past Delia, in order to understand whether they have any greater significance. I doubt they do, really. Vance has been a bit restless during this time, really. He doesn't really like being stuck indoors. If he's not restless, then he's just sleeping, and when he wakes up, he wanders about the place, yawning, makes a noise. I don't know, I think he's really rather bored. I tried him out yesterday with a Kong that my mum bought for him, a big sort of rubber device that you can put a little bit of a very small scraping of food inside. They recommend something like peanut butter or something that smells, but I had heard that the dogs quite like a bit of cheese, so I tried him out with a little bit of camembert, which he then spent the next 20 minutes trying to lick out from the inside, which was quite amusing to watch and listen to. But other than that, I've been mainly sleeping, and he hasn't really drunk an awful lot either, which has been slightly concerning. But anyway, hopefully today we'll do the walk to Waitrose and probably the block walk again to try and improve on these and see how we go. On the front of how I get back to London, I've been looking at my mum and sister very kindly printed off some details of various potential flats in the part of London where I live, and so I've been ringing up letting companies, and my mum's going to visit those today, so hopefully we might make a bit of progress. I've also notified my current letting agency that if things don't move with the issue of spending in the current place, then I will be looking to move, and to their credit, they seem to understand that and appreciate the difficulty. So that's where we are, really. It's nothing really thrilling to report. Safer this morning, when trying to spend Vance, we both got utterly drenched as a big downpour came on. He didn't do anything. I spent the next 15 minutes towelling in dry up here, which he wasn't desperately impressed in. I thought, you know, personally, I would love to be wrapped in a nice warm towel, but obviously he doesn't feel quite the same way about it. I would ask for a word from Vance, but he's looking decidedly sleepy. Let's see if you've got anything to say. Anything to say, Vance? Are you okay? Is that it? Or have you got anything else to say, Vance, to your admiring audience here? I should say that I've taken lots of photographs, and indeed some of them have gone up on Facebook. But not having a computer that works, but also now not having access to that computer that doesn't work either because it's up in London, I've got no way of posting anything. So all of this is going to go up in one big chunk at some point, but it's most, most frustrating just being stuck like this after all the plans to do a ongoing diary. Oh well, these things happen. Let's just see if we can get one more word out of Vance. Vance, upset. Upset. No, you don't want to upset. Why not?
No, he's just got his nose on the ground, haven't you? You're...
That's about as much as you're going to get out of him. Okie dokie, Vance. So, for the time being, it's gone back to being a bit of a sunny day and some various bits of cloud up there. I think it's due to rain a fair bit more, but for the time being, it looks rather nice. So I'll finish with the sounds of outside.